Okay, good morning, and I apologize for coming late. We are learning this morning. Be a merit, Ili Nishmas, Yiruchai, and Nechama Bracha, Leah Shalom, Bas David Mordechai. Today's daf is Tamid Daf Lamed Aleph. Let's start at the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis with the fourth chapter of Maseches Tamid. So we're talking about the Karban Tamid. So now we go back to talking about the sheep. Loha Yukov Tmesatle. They wouldn't tie the four legs of the sheep together, to tie them all together in order to shecht it. Rather, Elam Akidin Oso. Rather, they would tie one leg with one hand and one leg with the other hand. In other words, the right with the right and the left with the left. That would be in order to restrain it, in order to shecht it. Misha Zachu Be'evarim, those Kohanim that had merited through the lottery to have the privilege of taking certain limbs, Ochzinbo would be the ones holding the sheep. V'chachai Akedason, this is the way they would restrain it. Rosho L'darom, the head of the sheep would be facing the south. Ufanav L'mayrav, and its face would be turned to the west towards the Kodesh HaKodashim. Vashochet Omed B'Mizrach, the one slaughtering would stand in the east, Upanav L'mayrav, with his face to the west, to the Kodesh HaKodashim. Now, there was a whole series of hooks, right? This is what we call the basement behind, the 24 hooks, corresponding to the 24 groups of Kohanim that were to the north of the Azara. So there were actually four rows, each of six hooks. So we're going to learn from a pasuk that when it comes to the shechting of the Karban Tamid in the morning, it has to be in the same spot where the sun is shining. So now, since the sun rose in the east, the sun is shining towards the west. So therefore, where was the morning Tamid shechted? Shel Shachar, the morning Tamid Hayad Nishchat, would shechted Al Karen Tzfonis Ma'aravis, on the northwestern corner, Al Tabashni, on the second ring, the second hook on the northwestern corner, whereas Shalbein Arbaim of the evening, Hayanishchat, was slaughtered Al Karen Mizrachis Tzfonis, on the northeastern corner, Al Tabashni, on the second ring. So in other words, if these are all the hooks, the morning Tamid was shechted over here, closer towards Kodesh HaKadashim. The evening Tamid was slaughtered over here, closer to the entrance of the Azara. And that's because of where the sun is. And in the morning, the sun, which is in the east, you can see its rays mostly towards the west. In the evening, when the sun is back down in the west, you see its rays mostly in the east. And as we're going to see, based on a pasuk, the Karban Tamid is to be slaughtered where the sun's rays are. Okay, now going back to the Shechita. They have taken the sheep, it's being restrained. We're in the second to last line on Laman Amud Beis, Shachar HaShochet, the Shochet slaughters the Karban Tamid, V'kivon Makabel, and someone else catches the blood. Balo L'Karen Mizrachis Tzfonis. We then take this blood and go to the east north corner of the Mizbeach, the Nosein, and he would throw the blood, Mizracha Tzafona, he'd throw the blood on the corner in a way that it would hit both the eastern side as well as the northern side. Then he would walk around the Mizbeach towards the right, and he would get to the other corner, the Ma'arav Estromis, the southwestern corner. And again, Venosein, he'd throw the blood in a way that it would hit Ma'arava and Zaroma. It would hit both the western side of the Mizbeach as well as the southern side. And that way you have what we call Shtei Matano Shehen Arba, two throwings of the blood, but in total reaching all four sides. Eshiyari Adam, now whatever leftover blood there was, Hayashofech Yesod Romi, he would pour it on the base, on the Yesod, of the Mizbeach. So now, we get to the order of skinning and cutting up the animal into the different pieces to bring it to the ramp of the Mizbeach, where the pieces get salted and eventually they get thrown into the fire on top of the Mizbeach. Please.
I'm sorry, but in the beginning you said that the Rosh Hashanah
No, Shochet Omed B'Mizrach.
B'Mizrach, Slecha.
Because if he'd stand B'Ma'arav, his back would be towards Kodesh HaKadosh, and that he can't do. His back has to be towards the entrance.
So it looks like he's Shochet Atok, but then the Mishnas continue, Shel Shachar, and Yishchat Tal HaKeretz B'Ma'aravit. What is the first as well?
So the animal would be standing towards the Mizbeach with its head towards Kodesh HaKadoshim. But now where the animal gets slaughtered is up within the rings.
Yeah.
He gets slaughtered right near the corner that's northwest. And in the evening, the animal gets slaughtered by the corner that's northeast.
Oh, good.
Which ring is used? The rings that are closer to Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the ring closer to the entrance of the Azara. So now, in terms of the skinning, lo yeshuvu bo seregel. Normally, when you skin an animal, the butcher just cuts off the bottom of the feet, and then he can just pull off the skin. But that doesn't work for a karban, because we don't want to cut and break any bones in the karban. So he wouldn't break the foot. Ella, rather what he would do is like this. Nokvo, he would make a hole in the foot, mitoch arkuvo, in the area of his knee, in what's called tzomet hagidin, where there's a whole series of sinews between the knee and the bone. He would put the animal up on a hook, vitola bo, and he would hang the animal from this spot. This is a picture of it. He would hang the animal, with it all being intact, up on the hook, and now he has to skin it. The pasuk says in the very beginning of Vayikra, "V'hifshed es ha'ola v'nitach osal l'nasachah." He is to skin the carbon ola and cut it into pieces. So hayamafshit v'yored, he used to pull off the skin going down, ad shu magia l'chazeh, until he would arrive to the chest of the animal. Once he had gotten the skin down to the chest, he would stop. Now, then he would move the knife down and he would just cut off the head of the animal. And then, then we give it to the Kohen who had won the privilege of taking it to the ramp. Then he would cut the feet, the bottom of the feet, you know, up till the knees. The 4 feet, the nasnan, amisha zacha bahen, and give it to the one who had merited them. Then he would go back to pulling off the rest of the skin, meirak es hahefshed. He would complete the pulling down of the skin, and now kara es halev. He would now tear out the heart, vahotzi es damo, and take out its blood of the heart. He wanted to get the blood of the heart out of it. And then, chatach es hayadayim, he would cut the two arms, in other words, the front parts of the legs near the head. V'nasnan l'misha zacha behen, give them to whomever had won the right to carry them. Then Allah, then he would move up, l'regel hayamanis, to the right leg, which is near the tail. Chatcha, he would cut it, and give it to the person who had won the right to carry the right leg. And the two testicles would stay with the animal, ima, together with it. And after he finishes cutting the external organs, he starts to cut the internal organs. Karo, he would tear open the body. And all the insides are now revealed to him. Natal es hapader. He would take the fat that is over the intestines. That's called the pader. V'nasno abeis shchita sarosh. And he would put that fat on top of where the incision was for the cutting off of the head. He would cover that, you know, ugly part with this fat milmala, so that all the blood is covered. Then natla sakravayim. Then he would take out the insides. He would take out the stomach and the intestines, small intestine, the big intestine. And he would give it to the person who had the privilege of taking those pieces up to the Mizbeach. And that person had to take them and wash them out. Lahadichan, that person would have to wash them out with water. Now, Hakeres Madichan also Bevesamit Bachayim. This whole part, the stomach and the intestines, that gets washed in the room called the Besamit Bachayim. It's one of the six rooms in the Azara, called the Lishkas HaMadichin, the room with the sinks, in order to wash out the stomach, because there's a lot in the stomach. It's a dirty process to wash it out, so it shouldn't happen in the open in the Azara. That wouldn't be respectful. And Umadichin Osa Kol Tzarcha, they would wash it as much as it needs. The Kravayim, the small intestines, Madichin Osan Shalosh Pam Vimutan. At the very least, they would wash them three times. And they would wash the small intestines al shulchano shel shayish shebein amudim on the marble tables that, as we learned, were between the pillars in the Azara. Now, going back to cutting off, now taking the pieces to the Mizbeach. Natlas hasakin, you would now take the knife, again going back to cutting the animal. V'hifrish es harea min akavid, he would separate the lungs from the liver. Because the Kohen who had won the privilege of taking the liver wouldn't take the lungs. He would just take the liver. And they would also separate from the liver as etzba kaved, this little finger, a little piece of the liver attached there to the two kidneys. They would separate that mina kaved from the liver, because the liver itself was given to the Kohen, but not the piece of the liver and not the lungs. After separating them, lo haya meziza mimakoma. He would not move this piece of the liver from its place, because he wanted it to appear connected with the kidneys and the tail. Then, Nokev Eshechazeh, he would now take the chest. Okay. He would make an incision into the chest to remove the chest from between all the rib bones, so it looked like he was making a hole in the animal. And Nasan Misha Zachaba gave it to the person who had won the privilege of taking that. Then Allah, then he went up with his knife, Lidofana Yamanis, to the right side of the animal. Hayachotech Viyored, he would cut and go down Ad Hashidra until he got to the spine. Now he wouldn't actually touch the spine to cut it with the rib, but rather he would leave it attached to the left half, to the left wall. So he would cut ad shemagil vein shteitz lo stakos until he gets to the side of two soft ribs that were next to the neck, and he would leave them attached to the neck. Now he cuts off the right side. And he gives it to whomever won that right. Now, in addition, the kaved luyaba, there would be a liver attached to this side. Then balulagera, then he would get to the neck. And he would leave two ribs on this side of it. Ushtetzlos mikan, and two ribs on the other side of it. V'chatcha, and he would cut off the neck. When Hassan al-Misha Zachaba, and gave it to the person who had the privilege of taking it. V'akanet, now the entire esophagus, v'alev, and the heart, v'areya, and the lungs, tluyimba, would be attached to the neck. Balo dofen smalas, then he would go to the left side of the animal. Hiniachba, Shteit Slaos Dakos Milamalan, he would leave two thin ribs, two soft ribs attached at the head. Shteit Slaos Dakos Milamatan, and two small ribs underneath. In other words, so he leaves two ribs to be with the tail, and two ribs which is closer to the top because it's hanging from its foot, and two ribs which are closer to the neck, which are going to be with the neck. The Chach, Haya maniach bechaverte. We'd also leave ribs like this on the right hand side of the animal. And comes out maniach shtayim, u'shtayim elmal. He leaves two ribs and two ribs at the top next to the tail. Shtayim u'shtayim and two ribs and two ribs milamatzan towards the bottom next to the neck. When a son of Misha zachaba, and you would give it to whomever had won the left hand, the left side.
That some of the ribs he took out, some of the animal. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, some of the ribs would be with the neck, some of the ribs would be left with the tail. He would cut up the ribs.
They'd all come out.
Everything eventually goes out, but they don't all go out as one rib cage. It gets up pieces.
And these were all burned completely, or they were eaten?
Yes, the ola, every single part is burned in the mizbeah.
This is while the animal is being hung there, they're doing this chop stuff?
Yeah, they're chopping it up.
So this skin still is not completely off, Rabbi?
No, they had pulled the skin off before. They pulled the whole thing off. First they did the first chunk, then they pulled off the rest. Now, the shidra and the spine was with it. I'm sorry, chatcha, you cut this left hand, the left wall, and gave it to the person who had won it. The shidra ima, and the shidra was with it. That hole and the spleen taliba was hanging on it. The he and this left wall, the left side, haisagdola, was heavier than the right side because it had the spine with it. Elashal yamin koren gdola, they would still call the right side the big one, shakavit kluyaba, because it has the liver with it. Balo ukitz, he now gets to the tail. Chatcho, he cuts it off of the body. When a son onisha zachabat, he gives it to the person who merited it. Va'alya, and the fat by the tail, the etzba kabed, together with the finger of the liver. Shte klayos, and the two kidneys, imo with it. Atlas arigala smalis, he takes the left foot. Chatcha, when a son onisha zachabat, he cuts it off and gives it to the person who had merited it. Nimtzu kulan, so it comes out that all these different kohanim who get pieces of the animal, omdim b'shura, standing in a line. By varim biyadam, with limbs in their hands. So you have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, as we're about to see. So what were they carrying? Rishon, the first Kohen, is carrying Rosh v'regel. He's carrying the head, which is covered with the fat, the pader fat, and he's carrying the right, left foot. Now, how does he carry it? The Rosh biyad yamino, he holds the head in his right hand. The chotmo with its nose, klapes ro'o, is towards his arm. Ukranav, and the horns of the sheep. Oh, David, mazel tov. Good morning, David's daughter had a baby yesterday.
Mazel tov.
The chotmo klapes ro'o, his nose was towards his arm. The karnav, and the horns again, are bein etzba'osav, are between his fingers. Okay, now, beishkitaso, where he had cut it, milamalan, is towards the top, right, that's facing up, v'hapader, and the fat, nasan aleh, is over what was shafted, it's covered with this fat. Then, on the left hand, his regal shal yamin, is the right leg, v'yad smolo, ubeis oran, now the spot that was close to their skin, was the tzad achutz, was what was outside, was facing up, so the nicer part is facing up. So that's the first Kohen. He's taking the head and the leg. Behind him is Hasheni, the second Kohen, who's holding shtei yadayim, the two front arms of the animal. Shel yamin biyad yamin, the right arm and the right hand of his, and shel smol on the left arm, the yad smol in the left arm of his. Ubeis oran, and the spot close to their skin, namely the spot of the fingers, lachutz, is what is facing out. What's the question, Izzy?
I'm saying they were tied, akidato. They were tied.
Yeah, but that was for the shechita, but then they untied it and they cut it up.
Okay.
Hashlish, then you have the third Kohen. He's carrying the ukitz, the tail, uberegel, and the left foot. Ukitz bimino, the tail is in his right. Va'alya, and the fat, midul delas, which is hanging, benetz ba'osav, between his fingers. That's va'kavri, shtei klayos imo. And he has the addition to the liver and the two kidneys with him. And the regal shall smol, and his left, the left foot of the sheep is the smol than his left. Base oron, and again, their part of their skin, the part closest to the skin, is lechutz, is what is facing out.
The big thing, Kuna, must have been just covered in blood.
No, they were clean.
So how, to keep them clean. Holding all of these.
Is to hold them in his hand. Is to hold them in his hand. Yeah.
So
be careful. Yes, the skin gets given to the Kohen in the end. Haravi, the fourth Kohen, is Bechaze, is holding the chest, Ubageira, and the neck. Chaze biyamino, the chest in his right, Geira bismolo, the neck is in his left. Betzal osav, and the ribs of the neck, are bein shnei etzva osav, are between his two fingers. Then you have the fifth Kohen, Achamishi. He's carrying shtei tfanos, the two sides of the sheep. Shel yamin, with the, on his right hand, the yamino, right? The right side is on the right arm. Shel smol, of the left side, or the smol is on the left arm, of ace oron, and the side that had the skin, lachutz, is towards the outside. Then you have the shishi, the sixth kohen. He's carrying all the stomach and intestines, so that's like really gut, you know, it's a lot, and it's disgusting. So that would actually be in a bowl. The kravayim and the sunim abazach, that was the insides that were in a bowl. Vakra'ayim, and the bottom of the 4 feet, al-gaben milmala, were on top of the intestines. And the shvi'i, the seventh kohen, would be carrying yisar and solas. He would be carrying the flour for the mincha. The shmini, the eighth kohen, is carrying the chavitin, the mincha, the kohen gadol. And chi, the ninth kohen, is carrying the yayin, the wine of Nesachim. So you have these nine kohanim walking with these items of the carbon tamid. Holchu, they would walk to the ramp, and Nesanim, they would put down all these pieces, Nechatzia, Kevesh, Ulamata, from the halfway part of the ramp and down, Bimaravo, on the western side of the Mizbeach, Malchum, they would salt them, and then Yardu, they'd come off of the ramp, and they would go to the room where the Sanhedrin was sitting, Lishkos Hagazis, to daven that the carbon should be accepted, and they would do that through Kriya Shema, through reading Shema. Okay, yeah, question.
Flour, the non-animal parts,
mm-hmm.
You know the weight of those portions?
Yeah, that's what we say every day, right?
So it's, you know,
Yisar El Solas, right? Everything had a measure. We say it in the Musaf. Say the Muslim, exactly.
How many of these they did every day, Rabbi?
Two. Carbon Tzamid of the morning and Carbon Tzamid of the evening. Then they had Karbanos Ola. This would be the rule with every Ola, but at least for the Carbon Tzamid. Regular Ola doesn't have a Chavitin, but this regular. Okay, just to start the Gemara a little bit. It says the Gemara, Tanulat in a Braisa, Yad Beregel, they would tie the arm together with the foot. Why in that way? Kagetes Yitzchak Ben Avram, to remember the Akedas Yitzchak, and to be similar to the Akeda. Loyal Kops and Tefle, they wouldn't tie all 4 feet together. My time, or why? Why'd they tie 2 feet and two, right, two and two, but not all four together? So there's an argument. Rav Huna and Rav Gizda, Chad Amar, Mishum Bizayon Kachim, one said it doesn't look respectful to the Karbanos. The Chad Amar, the other one said, Mishum de Mahale, the Chukhe Atam, because that would be like the ways of the Gentiles. Michael and I would be the difference. The Kafta Bishiroi, Nami, to tie it with silks or with a golden string. If it's about disrespect, if it's a golden string or silks, it's not disrespect, but it would still be the ways of the Gentiles, so then you wouldn't do it even with silks or a golden string. Okay, we'll continue at this point. Rabbi Hananya ben